So I was going to school at UMD, and I was teaching at Range Academy of Dance under a fantastic lady named Irvine Sarah, and she had just turned 82, and it was her 60th year teaching. So she calls me and she says, I'm going to retire this year. So I hung up with her. I called my parents. I was like, all right, we have a whole studio of kids that are going to need somewhere to dance. So I actually quit school and moved back home to finish the year out with Irvine. And then that summer, my parents and I bought the Cap and Cork liquor store and renovated it in one summer into a dance studio. We kept in the big yellow studio. We kept the original wood flooring and just refinished it. Mm-hmm. And both studio spaces and the main lobby have the original tin ceiling up. Yeah, so we tried really hard to keep a lot of the character along with, you know, obviously like new renovations to make everything safer and cleaner. But we really tried to keep a lot of the old character so that when you walk in, it has that kind of more majestic ballroom feeling.
That is Amber Johnson. She is the owner and dance instructor at the Downtown Dance Academy in Virginia, Minnesota. And I caught up with her to talk about dance and talk about life in Virginia. So you live right in town?
I actually live in an apartment directly above the dance studio. And in the wintertime, I don't actually have to go outside. I can just walk down my stairs.
How many students do you have?
We have 130.
And they're coming, I guess, Virginia seems to service a lot of towns that are super close by.
It does. We have kids from Cherry, from Cook, from Tower. We have one little girl from Ely, kids from Virginia, Eveleth Gilbert, Chisholm, Hibbing, Mountain Iron. So we have a whole group of kids that they just come from everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. And that was kind of, Irvine had kind of established this the business, if you would, and you just picked it up and it's just kept going and flourishing, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's been an amazing thing. And that was, you know, when Irvine said that she was retiring, a bunch of kids panicked because, you know, there's 100 some kids that we're gonna have to figure out somewhere to dance the next year. So I wanted to make sure that we call it our dance family. So I wanted to make sure that we kept our dance family together.
How old are you?
I'm 29, and we opened when I was 21 is when we opened.
You have taken on so much. It's so impressive.
Thank you. Yeah, so instead of, you know, partying through college, I opened the business. It's really cool, and this year is actually my three-year-olds, because I started teaching with Irvine when I was 14. So my three-year-olds then are my graduating seniors this year. I'm living my dream job, and I've always had a really wild imagination, so having that artistic outlet, and I miss the kids during the summertime. I do. So yeah. It's definitely, you know, building our family, and I don't know, it's just, these kids change your life. They really
so
do.
What are you offering? What kinds of dance do you offer?
We do ballet and point. Then we also do modern, tap, and jazz. And I do throw in African dancing as much as I possibly can.
Where did that come from, that inspiration?
So my first 5 years of taking dance, I strictly did ballet, tap, and jazz. And after 5 years, I got a little feisty about it and decided I didn't want to do any of those anymore. And I wanted to take any kind of dancing that wasn't ballet, tap, or jazz. So I ended up taking modern and African, and I fell completely in love with African. And then I continued taking African classes down at Xenon in the city. And I'm one of very few people that actually does it up here. So it's really fun to throw at the kids, especially the younger ones. They get a real kick out of it. And it's so much fun.
So you took a lot of classes at college, it sounded like.
Yep, and I went to MNSU Mankato first, specifically for dance, because they have an amazing dance and theater program. Like, highly recommend. So I went specifically for a major in dance there, and that's where a lot of what I use for teaching came from. I am extremely thankful for those teachers and the experiences I got there. Even growing up, I danced at quite a few different studios. So I've loved the experience I've gotten because I've had so many different teachers and so many different styles. So I've really been able to kind of piece together the kind of teacher and the kind of style that I wanted to have. So it sounds like a lot, but really it's all of it has been really, really good experience to lead me to where I am now.
How do you see dance positively influencing your students?
So especially in Minnesota, where the winters are super, super long, we do have a lot of mental health issues. There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of anxiety. So we have had a few kids that, you know, are really, really struggling, and then they've joined dance, and you can see a huge change in them. You know, their depression is a lot better. They're making friends. They have this wonderful, safe place to express their emotions through dance. Yeah. And you can see a huge change in them. And we've actually had a couple of kids now go on to college to get majors in dance. We have a couple of kids that have gone to AMDA. One of our girls is in New York right now. She auditioned for the Rockettes. It's amazing. And, you know, these kids, they look up to each other. And we really stress family and community. So we actually reopened this year as a non-competitive studio so we can specifically just give back to the community.
I talked to Mary McReynolds this afternoon from the Lyric Center.
Okay.
So I know that you're heavily involved there as well.
Yes, and I just recently was given the honor of being artistic director for Mesabi Musical Theater. So I get to kind of be a part of all these little pockets of the arts all through the range, which is extremely exciting for me.
I'm talking with Amber Johnson. She is the owner and instructor at the Downtown Dance Academy in Virginia, Minnesota. And we've been talking about her dance career. And Amber, let's talk a little bit about living in Virginia.
It was interesting to think about moving back home because, you know, when you're from a small town and you go off to college, you always say, oh, I'm never going back. I'm going on to, you know, bigger cities, blah, blah, blah. But I actually was really excited to move back home. I have lots of family here. I do still have quite a few friends in the area. Lots have moved away. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to come back to what you're comfortable with. And Virginia really is now pushing towards a stronger arts community. You can really see a lot of theater and a lot of like community theater coming back. So there's theater in the high schools. There's theater in the communities. There's a lot of art galleries going on. Lyric Center for the Arts is working really hard to get everything going. And there's a lot of live music. So, I mean, you can see things building up. And I wanted to be a part of the buildup rather than just coming back for the final product. So to me, I love coming back home and seeing how much Virginia is actually progressing. When I first told, you know, my friends at school that I was moving back home, everybody's like, oh, well, good luck. You know, and when people come to visit, they're like, oh, life on the range. I'm like, yeah, but if you actually live here, there's such a good support group of people that once you find those people, it's just like home and loving. And, you know, it really is like the epitome of a casserole dish where it's just like comfortable. And it's just, it is. There is such a huge life source that is really starting to show now.
Yeah. The surge of the arts, maybe you could talk about how it's changing the face of Virginia, but I do think it makes such an impact on communities when there's a big arts influence.
It does, because you could really, you know, focus your community on jobs and cost of living and all of that, but it's not enough to make it worth living here. So when you have, like, the 218 Tap House was doing street shows in the summertime, so you have a whole block, you know, off to the side of Chestnut Street that is blocked off for live music. And a lot of my girls, we went and danced at them. Mm-hmm. So you have live music, you have dancing, and you have all these little kids that are running around and drawing with chalk and blowing bubbles. And, you know, the parents are eating pizza and enjoying everybody being together. You know, so, I mean, it's all these things like that, that you see that and you go, oh, my gosh, I want to live here,
yeah.
You know. And the murals we have, you know, just when you look around and you get involved in everything, you see that this is actually a really cool place to live.
Oh, I love that. I'm so glad you moved back and are adding your spice to the casserole.
Thanks. I love Virginia. Virginia has come such a long way. And even living on Main Street, I feel really safe. I have wonderful people around me. So I guess I just wish that people would give it more of a chance. And living in a small town, you do know everybody. So, and that can be a bad thing or it can be a really good thing because you go, you know, if you go somewhere by yourself, you're going to run into somebody that you can sit and chat with. I actually really appreciate the small town life. You know, we have our murals and we've redone the fountain in the park. We're surrounded by water. So So we have a lot of really gorgeous things going for us. And then once you get involved in the music and the theater and the dance worlds and communities that are going on, then you really start to see the level of passion and inspiration and just imaginative, creative people that we really do have everywhere on the range. And then you can start to actually appreciate it for how fantastic it is.
That's Amber Johnson. She owns and teaches at the Downtown Dance Academy in Virginia, Minnesota. We've been visiting Virginia in this month's segments of Let's Visit. It's our opportunity to meet some people and dig a little deeper in the communities in our listening area. I'm Katie Carter. I am your host. I hope you've enjoyed this segment. And just want to remind you that Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.